right, now it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Oh, I should tell you, if you want us to consider your blog, I'm breaking a rule here, but if you want us to consider your blog, just go to our website, issuesetc.org. Look under the Promote page, I believe, and you'll find all the instructions and the means for making your blog available to us as we consider Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. issuesetc.org. Soundbite of the Week is simple. We play four sound bites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We've picked them out, but what we want you to do is pick the one that you think ought to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Your criteria for choosing the soundbite of the week can be whatever you want it to be. You may like what you hear, you may not like what you hear, you may find it funny, you might find it inspiring, you might find it disappointing, whatever it may be. If it is one of those soundbites that when you hear it, you say, I got to hear that again, then it's probably the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week for you. And you vote by calling 1-877-623-MY-IE. 1-877-623-MY-IE, or you can email your vote to us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number one this week, from an ABC News story, What Would Jesus Buy?
In the beginning, there was church and the Bible. True believers dressed in their Sunday best, kneeling as they worshiped. But now, worship has a whole new meaning. The Bible Bar and holy bottled water can quench your spiritual hunger and thirst. Bobblehead Jesus can be your co-pilot.
You can do it!
Special gym classes can give you a body by God. And when it's time for vacation, there's even a theme park dedicated to bringing the experience of the Holy Land to Florida.
The Jerusalem Market area, we can give you some good prices here.
All of it begs the question, is this really what Jesus would do?
All right, that's soundbite number one. It was so well put together, we thought, that's a good soundbite. Should it be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? It really kind of says everything that needs to be said and asks all the right questions about all the Jesus junk that's out there. 1-877-623-MY-IE or talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number two this week comes from a regular guest, Scott Klusendorf, with the bottom line in the debate on embryonic stem cell research.
It's not morally complex at all. In fact, it's one of the simplest answers you can give to someone is to simply say to them, look, it really comes down to the question, what is the embryo? Can we kill the embryo for research? My answer is yes, absolutely. Kill as many of them as you wish. Don't even think twice about it. If what? If the embryos in question are not human beings. But if they are human beings, well, that's another whole matter altogether. We don't kill one human so another can benefit. To give you a perhaps more pedestrian example, if you have a good eye and I have a bad eye, I don't have a right to forcibly take your good eye so I can see better. Well, if the embryos in question are human beings, we shouldn't be killing them to benefit other humans.
All right, that's soundbite number two. Do you think it should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MY-IE or email your vote to talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Chris Roseborough. We were talking about the whole purpose-driven movement, pop American Christianity, and he coined a phrase, neo-Catholic.
I'm going to say it's almost a neo-Catholic way of looking at good works. The Protestant Reformation, one of the things that it recovered was not only the doctrine of justification by grace alone, through faith alone, through Christ alone, but along with it came this idea that we finally know what a good work is again. Medieval Catholicism, they included works such as making a pilgrimage to St. James or giving money to monks in cloisters or burning candles or paying for particular mass or fasting with bread and water or having fish on Fridays. Medieval Christianity was really marked with these man-made works of righteousness. What's happened is, as American Christianity has become less biblically literate, they've become more creative in asserting themselves in what they think a good work is. And in a sense, they've unbuckled themselves from Scripture and the scriptural definitions of a good work. So right now, what's ticking in all of this is the sense of, we've got to go out and change the world, and that's what God expects us to do. And when we get back to Scripture, a lot of these social programs and ideas that are being bandied about as Christian good works really are not supported in the Scriptures and take our focus off of Christ and put it onto ourselves.
That's soundbite number 3. Chris Roseborough, evangelicals, much like medieval Roman Catholicism on that issue of good works, should it be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Email your vote to talkback@issuesetc.org or give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Get ready to vote because here's soundbite number 4, the last we want you to consider. It's Pastor Kirk Clayton with an often used analogy on cohabitation.
Let's say I fast forward 18, 20, 22 years and put my daughter in this situation where some strapping young lad comes along and says, you know, I kind of think your daughter's pretty sweet, but before we get married, I want to make sure that I can have a test drive. I wouldn't buy a car without taking a test drive. I wouldn't buy a pair of shoes without trying it on. Now, as I apply these to my daughter, what is this young man calling my daughter?
Well, she's either a car or a pair of shoes.
Or if we go with the analogy of a pair of shoes, is not my daughter something that he is going to be walking all over? When you think about how dehumanizing that analogy is to the other person in the relationship, I think it really sheds a lot of light on why cohabitation is such a bad idea. You are treating a human being, a creation of God, someone that God loves dearly enough to give up his life for, as an object to be explored and discarded. I know very few people who have one car all their life. I know very few people who wear the same pair of shoes all their life. You're treating the relationship then as something that is going to be traded in for a newer and upgraded model somewhere down the road.
All right, that's soundbite number 4. Which of these should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MYIE, 1-877-623-MYIE, or talkback@issuesetc.org. Is it soundbite number 1? Our ABC News take on the Jesus junk and the churchandising? Is it soundbite number 2, Scott Klusendorf, is embryonic stem cell research a morally complex question? He says no, it's the simplest question of all. Is it soundbite number 3, Chris Roseborough, on how evangelicals are so much like medieval Roman Catholics? Or is it soundbite number 4, Pastor Kirk Clayton, taking apart the often used analogy for living together in sin, taking a test drive or trying on a pair of shoes? 1-877-623-MYIE. Or talkback@issuesetc.org. We're coming to you live this Friday. It's August the 15th. When we come back, we're going to continue Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Then in the second hour of the program, what will we be doing? Dr. Gene Edward Veith is going to join us. He's taking time out of his very busy schedule to talk to us about Barack Obama and the messianic overtones that many have noted in his political ascendancy, especially among those who've been following him closely. They will talk about the gatherings of tens of thousands, sometimes in excess of 100,000 people, if he's in Europe, as being almost like religious revivals, almost like religious events. And some speak in positively messianic terms about the prospect of an Obama presidency. Dr. Gene Edward Veith will talk with us about that in the second hour of the program. More soundbite of the week, and your votes, your phone calls, your email right after this. 1-877-623-MYIE or talkback@issuesetc.org. If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most talk radio shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely upon you to pay for the production, salaries, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a financial gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or donate by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. That's Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend upon you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
New technology, old theology. You're listening to Issues Etc.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Lou Ann Miller, Elizabeth Kultzer, Mary Weber, Trevor Hammack, Benjamin Stellwagen, Eric Nielsen, David Theodore Ernst Jr., Pastor David Ellis, Howard Piggers, and Carrie Giesneck. Thanks for your support.
Here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Help inform your fellow parishioners about Issues Etc. issuesetc.org, click promote, and copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. We update this paragraph weekly. issuesetc.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. 10 more minutes and we're playing Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We've laid out 4 soundbites for you to consider. 1, an ABC News take on the Jesus junk. 2, Scott Klusendorf on the morally simple question that is embryonic stem cell research, and Chris Roseborough on how evangelicals are so much like their medieval Roman Catholic counterparts. Pastor Kirk Clayton has soundbite number 4 with an analogy on cohabitation. Which of these should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Let's see what Bert has to say listening in Nebraska. Hi, Bert.
Hi, Todd. I got to go with number 4 because to tell you the truth, that's exactly what comes up in confirmation class all the time, and that's the argument that's used. And it's really easy to swipe things away with that argument. And by the way, I don't want anybody to treat my daughter like a pair of shoes.
So what are you going to do, Bert, when your daughter's full grown and that young man shows up, says, gee whiz, I really like your daughter. I'd like to take her for a test drive.
Well, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 has a lot to say about that. But
I'll have to look that one up.
But that's where I'd point. But you know what, though? I mean, I would hope that my passions don't get the better of me.
Well, okay. Well, you got a long time to prepare for that. Bert, thank you very much for listening in Nebraska. What about the rest of you? Which should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Larry in Naperville, Illinois. Larry, welcome. I'll go to the email. Oh, Larry in Naperville, Illinois. Here's Dave in West Virginia. He emails us with this. It says, soundbite number 4 was great. That's 2 votes for soundbite number 4. Ever since I noticed the Spice Girls, I've been critical of the type of, quote, girl power and liberation which leads to the bondage and treatment of women as an object. Pastor Clayton pointed out the real issue behind all of this foolishness, the issue of treating people as objects to be used, worn out, and discarded. Dave, thank you very much for listening in West Virginia. His vote is for soundbite number 4. Scott in Oakwood, Illinois says, chalk it up for soundbite number 1. It's so incredibly concise. I love it when the secular media understands things better than Christians in the actual situations. I see the environment described in the evangelical churches in my area. So long as I'm director of music of my church, I'll try to preserve the rich Christian worship as it should be, not as the culture wants it to be. We're confessional Lutherans. We don't sell out. Thank you very much, Scott, and thanks for listening in Illinois. Larry in Naperville, Illinois says, number 3 on good works. Chris Roseborough on good works. So there's 1 vote for soundbite number 1, the ABC News take, and they do get this more accurately than a lot of Christians do, on the Jesus junk. No votes for soundbite number 2 yet. Soundbite number 3, Chris Roseborough on evangelicals and their medieval Roman Catholic counterparts, has 1 vote, and there are 2 votes for soundbite number 4, Pastor Kirk Clayton on the often used analogy regarding cohabitation. It's just like taking the car for a test drive. Come on. Josh in St. Louis emails us. He says, I vote for number 4 because it exposes how feminism and sexual freedom have not liberated women from abuse, but exposes them to it again in a new form. Very well put, Josh. Thank you very much. That makes 3 votes for soundbite number 4. What about the rest of you? Talk back at issuesetc.org or feel free to give us a call. We've got about another 5-6 minutes for soundbite of the week. Plenty of time to call. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE, or talkback at issuesetc.org. In just a few minutes, we'll start hour two of the program with Dr. Gene Edward Veith. He's author of a column in the latest issue of World Magazine titled Messiah Complex, Obama and the Danger of a Divinized Ruler. And then, the Church is remembering Mary, the Mother of our Lord, on this day, and so will we. In the latter part of the second hour of the program, Pastor Josh Gaenig will be our guest, Associate Pastor of St. John's Lutheran Church in Wheaton, Illinois. I understand he's doing some dissertation work on Mary, the Mother of our Lord. We'll get some expertise there in the latter part of that second hour. 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. I like, you know, that analogy that Pastor Clayton was working with was one that every single one of our pastors' roundtable dealt with yesterday when we were talking about cohabitation. It's the test drive. It's the trial period. You know, I thought about taking a car for a test drive, but when I get into a car for a test drive, I'm really careful not to scratch the paint, not to mess up any of the interior. Usually when I take a car for a test drive, I've got the actual owner of the car sitting next to me. It's usually one of the salesmen from the dealership, but he's there representing the actual owner of the car. So let's extend the analogy. I want to take your daughter for a test drive. Maybe the dad should respond, fine, as long as I get to come along. Because after all, if you're going to take a car for a test drive from the dealership, at the very least he's going to take your driver's license and your credit card information before you drive off the lot. But more likely, he's going to sit in the passenger seat with you on that test drive. You want dad coming along when you and my daughter take the test drive together and live together? Would kind of put a damper on the whole living together scenario, I would think. But look, if the analogy is going to be what the analogy is, let's take it to its logical conclusion. Still time for your votes on Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. 4 for your consideration, soundbite number 1, ABC News and their take on the Jesus junk and churchandising. Soundbite number 2, Scott Klusendorf on embryonic stem cell research, how it isn't a morally complex question at all, it's actually a morally simple question. Soundbite number 3, Chris Roseborough on how evangelicals are so much like medieval Roman Catholics. And soundbite number 4 that currently has the most votes, Pastor Kirk Clayton on that test drive analogy for cohabitation, just taking it apart and putting it back together. 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Jeff's got a couple little girls at home. It's actually, I think they're evenly spaced now. It's an even team at the Schwarz house. But he's got, how old are the girls now, Jeff?
Emily is 8, going into third grade, and Katie begins kindergarten. She's 5 this year.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. But how quickly it will be. Oh, and I'm in the midst of this right now, so I'm wistful. Can you be wistful about the present? I think you can. How quickly it will be that Jeff will have to deal with those young men who want to take the girls for a test drive. My suggestion to you, Jeff, just say, hey, yeah, that's fine, as long as I get to come along. Because the car still belongs to me, by the way. If someone showed up wanting to buy a car out of your driveway and they said, let me take a test drive, you'd say, yeah, as long as I can come along. 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. By the way, we've got some great shows next week on the program. How to Stay Christian in College, now that college is beginning. Dr. Jay Bujaszewski will be our guest. We'll talk about the order of creation. I've been wanting to do this interview since we came back on the air. Dr. David Adams will be our guest, and we'll talk about the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament and perhaps in the New with Pastor Peter Kurowski. Dennis in Michigan says, unfortunately, I must pass on Chris Roseborough's excellent points on good works. My choice has to go to number 4, Kirk Clayton, on cohabitation as a father. I would not receive kindly the notion that some testosterone-loaded lad wished to take my daughter for a test ride. He would get a free ride out the door, compliments of my foot, says Dennis. Nicely put. That's 4 votes for soundbite number 4. Let's hear it.
Let's say I fast forward 18, 20, 22 years and put my daughter in this situation where some strapping young lad comes along and says, you know, I kind of think your daughter's pretty sweet, but before we get married, I want to make sure that I can have a test drive. I wouldn't buy a car without taking a test drive. I wouldn't buy a pair of shoes without trying it on. Now, as I apply these to my daughter, what is this young man calling my daughter?
Well, she's either a car or a pair of shoes.
Or if we go with the analogy of a pair of shoes, is not my daughter something that he is going to be walking all over? When you think about how dehumanizing that analogy is to the other person in the relationship, I think it really sheds a lot of light on why cohabitation is such a bad idea. You are treating a human being, a creation of God, someone that God loves dearly enough to give up his life for, as an object to be explored and discarded. I know very few people who have one car all their life. I know very few people who wear the same pair of shoes all their life. You're treating the relationship then as something that is going to be traded in for a newer and upgraded model somewhere down the road.
All right, that's our Issues Etc. soundbite of the week this week, Friday, August the 15th. When we come back from this break, we've got a very full second hour. Dr. Gene Edward Veith will join us to explain how it is that Barack Obama, a one-term senator, obviously a very good speech writer and a very good speech deliverer, has almost a messianic quality in this presidential race. And then we'll be talking with Pastor Josh Gaenig about Mary, the mother of Jesus. So much misunderstanding about Mary, about what she's there for, who she is, and what she's all about. There are many ancient errors regarding Mary, but there's a lot of truth there too. And she is, after all, called by the very angel of God, Gabriel, blessed among women. Why? We'll find out in the second hour of Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkins. Stay tuned for that second hour.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkins and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 1046, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.